I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, Prisons and Music, from prison work songs to Johnny Cash. There have been some great recordings of Johnny Cash, his gigs at San Quentin and Folsom back in the 60s. There was also Eddie Palmieri and his funk outfit Harlem River Drive. They turned out an incredible recording at Sing Sing. Recordings of inmates making music, though, is a different proposition, but it exists in a new recording produced at the Zomba Maximum Security Prison. It's in Malawi.
I smoke the jamba, I smoke them no more. I kill the people, I kill them no more. Oh, we drink the beer, we drink them no more. It was a great day when I was born again.
That's one song from the Zomba prison project called I Kill No More by inmate Josephine Banda. Ian Brennan is the producer of the Zomba prison project. So you recorded both women and men, obviously. Take us into this prison, the Zomba Maximum Security Prison. I mean, I guess the name suggests it holds hardcore criminals. Describe it.
Well, I mean, it's a prison that was built in the 19th century to house a couple of hundred people, and it currently holds over 2,000. It's a pretty rough environment, not only for the prisoners, but also for the individuals that work there.
Are men and women in kind of the same cell blocks? Not the same cells, probably, but do they find themselves together?
The women's area is separate from the men's, and it holds about 50 to 100 people. The women make up a small percentage of the prisoner population there, but it's quite a difficult area in that they are locked down from before sundown till sunrise and are packed together in these tiny rooms. There's a lot of problems there with rats, and they are also there with some of them with their children. So there's quite a few infants and smaller children that are part of the prison population.
Wow, that's extraordinary. So eight times the kind of intended prison population that's there today. What kind of crimes did these people typically commit to end up in this place? It's just crammed full of inmates.
Well, it ranges from, you know, theft, burglary, to murder and assault. Unfortunately, many people are also there for charges of witchcraft, and many people are there for homosexuality as well, or related charges. And many of them remain there for long periods simply for lack of representation.
The subtitle of Zomba Prison Project is I Have No Everything Here. And it's kind of like a lot of other song titles on the album. Give Me Back My Child. I See the Whole World Dying of AIDS. Don't Hate Me. They tell stories. Ian Brennan, did you find a lot of the prisoners at Zomba were actually itching to tell their story? I mean, a lot of these are confessional type songs.
You know, I think that in a sense that they were, and we had a very interesting experience on the women's side, and that was that they have no instruments on the women's side, and they claim to not be songwriters, but we had brought a guitar, and finally, after not that much encouragement, but, you know, a little, you know, continuing to claim that they did not write, one of the women stepped forward and played one of her songs, and it was just stunning. And once she did that, it was like the floodgates had broken open. And in fact, two of those songs are on the record. It's by a woman, Gladys, who has one of the more original voices I've ever heard in my life.
You know, Ian, one thing that I found really striking on this album is that musically, it feels like there's a microphone just eavesdropping on these inmates singing. In other places, like when Gladys Zinamo sings, there's some real talent, and it's a magical moment. Were you trying to provide a document of music in the prison, or was this, do you think, a launchpad for like a career in music for these inmates when they get out?
Only time can tell what would result from it, but certainly I believe that the story is important. I believe that the politics are important, but I also firmly believe that the music has to stand on its own and the music has to come first. Hmm. And what interests me are songs and voices and intimacy, which I think you so astutely just referred to. I'm also extremely interested in hearing voices that are not influenced by other voices, that really arise organically from someone's life and experiences. And I think Gladys's voice is such a stunning example of that. It's not for everybody, but again, I don't know if I've ever heard a voice as unique as hers.
Kundilanda juma zakala benti moyo kundilanda juma zakala benti moyo kundilanda juma zakala benti moyo kundilanda juma zakala benti moyo.
I gather three of the women on the Zomba Prison Project album have since been released, since you recorded it. What is the fate of many of the other prisoners? And also, well, is Gladys one of those three?
No, she's not. We were able to gain the release of three of the prisoners following being there to record, and when we were very heartened by that, so we began to pursue three more cases. And those have gone more expectedly or predictably from what we thought would happen. And that is that it's just dragged on now for more than a year, those three cases. And we don't know what the ultimate fate will be. And that's largely bureaucratic. Files being lost, files, you know, holidays and shutdowns and strikes and in the courts and that sort of thing. So the aspiration is that we'll be able to continue and maybe inspire other people also to contribute to getting some of these cases heard, where the people are truly there because they have not even had their process yet. Gladys is due to be released relatively soon, so hopefully that will happen. Her sentence is due to run out relatively soon, like in the next year or so.
Ian Brennan, producer of the Zomba Prison Project, I Have No Everything. Thank you very much for speaking with us, and thanks for taking the microphone to this very unknown part of the world.
It's my honor. Thank you.
You can watch a mini-documentary of the men and women inmates from the Zomba Prison Project at PRI.org. That's our program for today. We're about to venture out into the snow. You stay safe if you're in it. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston, see you back here tomorrow.
Bonongo gaja gugoma, bonongwe, bonongo gaja gugoma, bonongwe, bonongo gaja gugoma. Hazima iya lelo kutaka taka mamuna aligoni. Hazima iya lelo kutaka taka mamuna aligoni. Ena kumabeda kumakanga kukawoda mbatata mamuna aligoni. Ena kumabeda kulizulu kukawoda.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH, supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, Exploring the Human Endeavor, the WGBH Fund for Environmental Reporting, whose donors include the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting a cooperative approach to solving our critical environmental problems while we still can, and the Candida Fund, furthering the values that contribute to a healthy planet, the Luce Foundation's Henry R. Luce Initiative on Religion and International Affairs, the Annenberg Foundation, advancing a better tomorrow through visionary leadership today, annenbergfoundation.org, by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world, macfound.org, and by the National Endowment for the Arts.
PRI, Public Radio International.